All right, here we go.
Cool. Initial. Cheers over this.
Cheers indeed.
So what did you want to tell me about? You wanted to talk to me about this.
I could tell you the when I came back from your house
Uber.
The other night. Yeah, my Uber experiences in Atlanta have all been pretty interesting, but so I left your house, and I think the last thing right before I left that night, it's like 3 o'clock in the morning, I had asked you if it was...
Because we were playing Mario Kart until 3 o'clock in the morning. Okay.
Of course, 3:30 in the morning, yeah, Mario Kart.
Partying so hard, playing Mario Kart.
So I like roll out of your house, and I was like, yeah, do you think, is it safe for me to walk back from... I was like, distance-wise, I know it's a long walk, but I think it's a doable walk. Right. And you were like, no, definitely not.
Yeah, like,
definitely don't
like
do
you
that.
Too much to
That's
lie,
a bad yeah. idea. Well... So I walk out, and it's like, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I call an Uber, but the Uber app isn't, like, working right or something like that. It's, like, loading, and there's said, like, no drivers in there. So I was like, fuck, whatever. That means I need to, I'm supposed to try this walk out.
Oh, jeez.
So.
That was, like, that was the sign.
Yeah, that's how, yeah, because I love to take a long walk anyway, drunk nights like that. So I was like, I need to check this area out. It'll be a nice walk. I'm
yeah,
plenty
you
awake.
It all.
Yeah, exactly. I'm hammered, so they're just really dumb for me to do this anyway.
Okay.
And so app's not working. It's like, whatever. Take off on the way. I know how to get home. Stay on the main, like, drags or whatever. So I walk. I'm still, like, in the neighborhood kind of area. I walk maybe 5 blocks or so. And I was like, this is a nice walk. Nobody's out. This is great. This is a great idea. It's going to be a long walk.
Atlanta is safer than they say at night.
Yeah, it's not that bad. And so about that time, I'm feeling pretty good about my decision. Like I said, 4 or 5 blocks away from your house, probably. I see, like, 4 dudes coming the other way.
Oh,
in the, and I don't know, I just saw 4 big-ass shadows, as far as I was concerned.
Right.
At the time. I was like, so all of a sudden, the decision-making process was like, you're an idiot.
Yeah,
what were you doing? This was so, so dumb.
Immediately turned on you.
You're not, yeah.
Like 1 block ago, your mind was like,
nah, this is good. It's going to be a nice walk to, like.
You're smart for doing this, Joe.
Like, yeah, this is stupid. What were you thinking? This is Atlanta. This is not Wilmington. You hick. What are you doing? Don't, you can't just walk around here, all, you know, whatever, by yourself.
Right.
Like, this is Atlanta. So, I see 4 dudes coming in, like, you know, there's no reason to think that it was,
Yeah, any malintent was going.
But at the same time, I decided not to roll the dice. So the first side street that I get to across the block from them or whatever, shoot down there and just kind of act like I'm going back to my house.
Yeah.
Stroll up. I don't know. I never saw him walk back by. Like, kind of hung behind a car and like waited and see him. So at this point, I'm calling an Uber from wherever I'm at there. Where I'm like, all right, lesson learned.
Anyone,
like whatever.
Uber X, like
yeah,
black car, like
doesn't
anything.
Matter what it is. So I call this Uber, and, you know, it said 5 minutes or whatever
sure.
it was. So guy pulls up about 5 minutes later. I didn't have, like, the app out looking at the name. I got in the car and said what's up to the dude, like, kind of, real nice, like, kind of foreign dude or whatever. And I didn't hear him asking me for my name or anything like that, but he might have. I'm not saying he didn't, but so we're in the car talking, whatever, on the way home. And this is maybe 2 minutes later, 3 minutes later, a dude calls. He's on speakerphone with the Uber driver. And he's like, it says you picked me up. It says, like, we're en route, but I'm still waiting for you. You never came. And he's like, I
still
thought
you're
just,
on the sidewalk.
Yeah, he's
not
like,
en route.
It's like, and so the driver, well, I told you.
Who's this
he's
motherfucker?
Like, well, I thought I just picked you up. I got somebody in my car or whatever. And
you have a beard, right?
And I was like, I said something at the time to the effect of, you know, like, well, I called an Uber, and, like, you showed up, you know. He's like, is your name Michael? I was like, no, I'm Joe. Like, he's like, oh, I thought you said you were Michael. It's like, I didn't say I was anybody. So the dude on the phone, because it's on speakerphone, hears this conversation.
You're not Michael, I'm Michael.
And, yeah, well, the first thing he says he said, I can hear that dude in there. He's trying to imitate me.
Doing that was his poor job of it, too.
That was the kicker for me, is he didn't say, yeah, that guy, like, took my Uber. He said that he heard me. And that I was trying to imitate him.
Oh, my God.
And
then
so I said...
fucking argument with this guy over the phone. Like, fuck
do
you
think I followed you around for your whole life to take this one Uber? Because that's basically what you... Like, did I... Like, oh, this guy right here? I'm gonna figure out his voice so I can take this Uber and pretend to be him.
Yeah, and then just...
Later in the, it's like, that. What a ridiculous thing
over
to
his
say.
Life. Like,
yeah.
It's just... like, you pull up to the house and he's like, hello. He's like, here you are, Michael. Like... You're like, thank you.
It's and my family
just,
now, Michael.
And then roll credits as, like, the taxi driver drives away, and you just walk into this guy's house who's not yours. It's like, oh, how ominous of an ending. Like, yeah. What's he gonna do?
Yeah,
just, and it got so easy, too.
Yeah, and I told the guy, like, it's not like he didn't have, like, a planned place to go. He was going where I told, whatever.
And so, okay, so this guy says that you're fucking...
Yeah, so the guy says that, and, you know, whatever. So I get pissed off, and the Uber driver's like, whatever. And so he hangs up, and... So then the Uber driver's like, well, I'm not getting paid for this ride. Like, I'm getting paid for the, you know, the other guy was on the thing. My Uber driver at this point
he's
that I had
fucking,
is calling me.
He's going to give me a bad review.
Yeah. My Uber driver's calling me, and I'm just ignoring it because I just can't deal with that at this point. The Uber driver that I'm the car I'm currently in, that dude stops in the middle of the road.
Oh, my God.
On, like, the where you turn off of 20 to get back on this road. And,
oh, off, like, Memorial or Moreland?
Or, no, right here at Boulevard. So okay. I'm just around the corner, pretty so. Much. And he's trying to get me to, like, search for an Uber in the area and get his car, click on his car so he gets credit for my ride. Whatever. Anyway, we're stopped in the middle of the road. Finally, I'm just, like, he's trying to use my phone with it. I'm trying, it's not working. It's not finding him there, even though I'm sitting in his car.
How long ago has this been now? It's this like is 20 minutes?
Probably.
How long since you left my house?
Since I probably walked for 5 to 10 minutes, not mm-hmm. more than that, and then I was in the car, you know, short ride at this point, so I was probably in the car for 5 minutes max at this
really?
Point. Yeah, he stopped on the exit in the middle of the road. I can't get it to work. I was like, man, can I just pay you cash? Like,
yeah,
I just, like I'm just around the corner. I just want to go home and get this over with. I don't know what's happening right now with Uber, and I'm not going to be able to figure it out. So just so he asked me, like, you're gonna give me cash?
Okay, yeah, he turned into a fucking taxi driver.
So I gave him cash and whatever, and then I got charged too for the ride that I didn't take, which is fine. But it was
how much?
It was like $6-$7 or something. It was nothing. So that was that Uber experience. That
wow,
night, leaving them. So it was pretty exciting after I left.
That's scary.
Your house somehow. Yeah, it was weird. I don't know. I don't usually get too uncomfortable about walking places or something. I was like, wow, that was a bad idea. Damn it. My bluff yeah. got called.
Right, yeah, like, what did we learn?
Mm-hmm.
That's, yeah, like, the only way to get around. But it's always, like, so hit or miss. Sometimes I feel like I luck out with whatever car I get, and other times it's kind of just, like, oh, fuck, and just ride in your crackhead neighbor's car all of a sudden.
Yeah, Uber, my Uber here has been pretty good. I had one guy, one of the first guys I had just sung at a church. In a gospel church in Wilmington, like
really?
The week before. Yeah, he asked me where I moved from, and he said he had just been singing at a gospel church down by Princess Place.
Yeah.
I think Extra's Holding.
Yes.
Church he had sung at, like, the week before. Another lady was, like, an Uber commercial, where she was just so happy with her.
Yeah.
She was like, I would have been sitting at home just tonight. I wouldn't be doing anything. I would have just sat on the sofa all night, but... Uber gets me out and about. I meet the nicest people. Everybody, I don't feel unsafe. I could never be
wow.
a taxi driver, but it's like, Uber is, I feel like it was made for me.
Really?
Yeah, she was.
That was like touching.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to record her
in
for
the back seat.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was moving.
Well, did we tell you about the guy that we recorded when we went to,
Tell me that. Yeah, I forgot.
I can't do it justice. I recorded it. I don't know if that was, like, illegal or not, but I wanted to do
it. I recorded part of that, my rod, but I stopped because so much was
so
going on.
So is this, like, a thing? Like, we're all secretly recording yeah. each other?
We're secretly making an Uber documentary. Yeah. Uber rods of the ATL.
That guy, yeah. I can't go into the, just, I can't remember all the intimate details, but the overarching story was this man, he had an opinion on country. This old black gentleman had this firm opinions on country music, and the Taylor Swift, T Sweezy, as he liked to call her. He didn't like her, but he knew her enough to call her T Sweezy.
That's what he called her, T Sweezy?
That Taylor Swift, T Sweezy, young lady. Wow, she's pretty, and boy, she can sing, but she ain't country. Boy, I tell you, she ain't country. If I tell you who country is, man, country is Chet Atkins, boy. And they named out, like, all the old, like Woody Guthrie. And I was like, damn, this guy, like, really does, like,
he knows his classic
like, Garth Brooks is the best country music ever. Like, okay, I'm like, man, you just know about 90s,
yeah.
80s country.
You just know about the most popular country music artist
right.
ever.
He was so passionate. Man, Kid Rock, I can't tell you how not country he is. He just, like... Man, he just wanted to spread the gospel of what, like, he just basically...
The gospel of real country.
He felt strongly about it. I think the original fans, like, of Chet Atkins, of, like, Ernest Tubbs,
yeah,
are just maybe, like, dying out in his mission as an Uber driver.
He's flying the flag high for those guys.
Yeah, like...
I won't be the last generation. I won't let it happen. Uber is a perfect platform to spread the message of classic country.
Yeah, he was just, opened up a Newsweek one day, saw Uber, and then it just clicked. He just got up and just started, and was like, that's it. Spreading the word of the gospel of old country. Chet, boy, you ain't gonna roll in your grave no more. I'm gonna spread the gospel of you, boy.
He just read some article about, like, who Taylor Swift is dating or something like that, so he just got super pissed. Who gives a shit about Taylor? Yeah. Let's talk about Chet, people. You don't even know.
Yeah, you know, he dated a lot of girls. You didn't see that in no fucking teen pop Tiger Beat magazine.
He just wasn't tweeting about it.
He would've. I wonder if, like, how much we would lose respect for all those people that we revere if had they existed in today's culture with social media. Like, Shakespeare is just, like, a really, just, I was like, oh my god, shut up. Like, he's just like, you know, to be to not to be. And like,
oh, we get it. It's 162 characters, alright? Slow down, bro. Yeah, okay. You had to tweet 9 times to get your little message out.
Yeah, just tell us you're at the fucking tell us you're at the Jack Johnson concert, bro. Yeah. Just say that. Fucking William.
Easy on the... Easy on the drama, Bill. We get it, Lee.
Yeah, I wonder if we lose credibility now by having such social media.
Even people of the 90s and stuff, you know, that could have tweeted, like, tweets, and that's half the thing.
Kurt Cobain would have been tweeting.
Yeah, exactly.
They would have been really angsty. We'd have lost a lot of respect for Kurt Cobain had he had Twitter. Yeah.
Think about how much social media affects your perception of, half of the entertainment news that you hear is a Twitter beef or something somebody saying something really stupid or racist or something on social media.
So easy to do.
Yeah.
Look at, like, what Josh Trank did on the Fantastic Four last week. It's just like, I would have made a better movie. It's like, Fox like, hey, we see that.
It's like, yeah.
Like, hey, that hurts.
I don't think you can say that.
Knock him down. I'm like, all right, you're directing Sleepy Hollow episodes. No, son of a bitch. We're gonna knock you down for a couple of years.
Yeah. What's your next assignment? Sleepy Hollow. What?
Yeah.
Remember that tweet? Yeah.
Because we do.
You follow Peter Weller.
those are the racers. Are they cars or motorcycles? This is right outside by the highway. Because your window is the wall where we are. The window outside your wall is the highway.
I really need this place to be like about one story more, because if I could,
see it.
If I could see it and I just, like, peek over and see.
In all honesty,
those, I think, are cars, but there's some, like, motorcycles at night you can hear. It's definitely, like, street bikes that are flying down there.
I fucking imagine.
Yeah. It's, 3 o'clock in the morning or so. There's
some I love how they're timely about it. At least. Like, they're lawless, but, you know, like, hey, come on.
Hey, this is a low traffic hour.
Yeah. Yeah.
At least they're considered to take advantage of traffic density.
Yeah, to low traffic hour. Bars get out at 3. Like, hey, the drunk drivers are out. It just adds to the fun of the
race. Like obstacles that come in.
Yeah.
I saw a biker here almost, like, he must have been a long-time Atlanta biker, because we were on, like, somewhere, it was the exit off 20, and the guy merged over, another car, was doing the same thing, came, I mean, less of a distance from me to you, probably maybe 18 inches from, like, bumping the guy on the bike, kind of, like, and just saw it at last second,
really?
And, like, jerked over.
Yeah.
Dude on the bike never, I think he had to see it, but he just held his
dude, he's like, this
spot.
Is Atlanta. Like, we stand our ground here.
I was like, man, I would have jerked that bike in the other lane probably and killed. Definitely ran off the side of that exit, like, with it being that close.
I saw
it. Yeah, he played it cool.
I saw that thing on Reddit the other day. It was like a GIF, or GIF, whatever you say, for some reason, I guess they must have been like a taxi or something. They were recording themselves driving. They were recording what they saw in front of them driving. And there was a truck in the left lane, and they're in the right lane. and they're going around this turn, like a curved exit to get off a highway. They're going left, and the big truck is in the left lane, and the car that you see is like halfway back next to the truck. So you can't see the road in front of them past the truck, and all of a sudden the truck comes into the right lane, and you're like, what the fuck? And like that car slows down, blah, 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 and the truck turns back, and as soon as it turns back, there's a car in the middle of the right lane with its hazard lights on, like the guy going like this.
Standing out in the road.
And the truck driver realized this. He's like, this guy's not going to see him. This is the way I send that message. It was really crazy. It was like, they're like the guardians of the road.
Whoa.
It was really surreal. Yeah, and it's what a weird feeling. Oh my God, you just saved my life. And what's he gonna do? Stop? No, like he's just like he just goes on like a like fucking like thank you, Batman.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah. It's like yeah. He's like a guardian of the night. He's like on to the next town. Yeah, just like,
I'd like to do stuff like that as a
truck driver.
I'd like to do stuff like that as a trucker, but then be dressed in like a Jesus costume and just wave out the window to him as you're going by. Yes.
Oh my God! Like thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, sir.
What? Jesus, just say I was just saved by Jesus.
That dude would definitely go to church that Sunday. Like, I don't know, man. I mean,
yeah, you know what?
I'm not into the whole religion thing, but Jesus definitely saved my life. Or some dude dressed as him.
Yeah, like, you know, I've been hanging out with that demon club for a little bit. Yeah, I like their views on certain things about the devil, but you know, when Jesus saves you in a fucking 18-wheeler, man, it changes your perspective on things. So, sorry guys, I can't make the demon reading book club on Sunday at noon. I'm going to go to a couple different churches.
I know you guys don't believe me, but it was really Jesus.
Yeah, I'm not lying. Seriously, like guys, I can't. Why would I say that if it weren't him? Like,
I don't want it to be Jesus, but it clearly was Jesus.
Like that's your thing. Like yeah. You're just like yeah.
The dash cam only picks up just a quick shadow. You just see hair and maybe a bit of a sash. Just enough,
and there's like a cop fucking following you, and it's just like newspaper clipping that you're like Bigfoot, like you're barely seeing. It's like you're going through like certain traffic stuff. He's so good. He never breaks the law. Like he never goes through a red light. He's just like you're the perfect. He's just, you know what? I call his driving heavenly.
He's got a Honk for Jesus bumper sticker on the back of it.
But yeah, like you're almost like your secret agent where you like press a button and the fucking thing yeah. flips, like so you're different license plate every time so they can't track you. Like why is this truck so hard to find?
Everybody the witnesses they say, they all get a really clear view where they're like, nah man, I mean I know it sounds crazy, yeah, but it was definitely Jesus. Any recording only picks up like just enough to be like, well, we can't dispute it, but it was just a little red sash
something,
and a little hair.
There's always like a flash of light that kinda like blurs them, like, God, I just can't get a good picture.
Some weird
of
glare.
That's where you do like the montage, that like classic superhero montage where you get them in different languages. Like you have a Chinese woman like, ah, he saved us too. So like this truck is going just all over the world.
Across oceans and stuff.
Yeah, the most remote places. That's where that's where you hang out. You like always, because like Batman and like Christian Bale was like in poverty. Like so, that's what you'd be doing. You just what motivates Trucker Jesus?
Trucker Jesus is just all about helping people.
Yeah,
and just
like what? Yeah, like what drove him to do that? Like
that's,
so, it's not Jesus, really. It's a man.
It's
he's a real man.
It's better if it's just a man dressed.
Well, exactly. That's going back to Batman, it's just like the symbol more so.
Yeah, it's the what's the movie where all the kids dress up as superheroes and try to
Kick-Ass.
Yeah, Kick-Ass. Yeah. It's kind of the Kick-Ass Jesus version of Jesus.
It'd be kind of cool though. Like you just create this whole lore around Trucker Jesus.
Yeah, around
Trucker TJ. Name's TJ.
Oh, TJ. Be on boats, just save some people, get them somewhere, disappear. It's gone. There's always like a...
Oh, can he drive in the ocean, too? Like, Pacific Rim?
I think he should be able to do... I think he should be all vehicles.
Dude, yeah. Yeah, like, any vehicle.
He's like transportation.
He's like G.I. Joe. Yeah, exactly. Save that for the sequel. Get, like, one grounded movie off, and then just blow it out of proportion on the sequels. Like, let the toy companies take over.
Yeah. Just go crazy.
It's like
with
G.I. Joe, like Trucker Jesus and that'd be cool though.
Trucker
like,
Jesus and his different vehicles and different accessories that they make for him.
Sweet trilogy, man. You can just do So he's out there, but maybe he's got to be hunting something.
The name for that would definitely have to be Jesus Take the Wheel.
The Chronicles of Trucker Jesus. Of TJ Trucker Jesus.
Trucker Jesus.
Jesus Take the Wheel. And it's all just, yeah, old country tunes, obviously. We're going to have that guy, Uber driver. He's in my history. I'll just give him a call. Like, look, you know what? You made it. You know, come on, we're calling up to the big leagues. You're going to do the soundtrack to this. And he's like, oh boy, I'll be right there. It's got to drop off these kids.
Hold on, I got some records for you, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to try to play some Taylor Swift. I swear to God.
I'm going to walk off that set. He's like, already has a contract ready. Like, Jesus Christ, like, you were... I didn't think you'd be this prepared.
I looked up tickets to Taylor Swift's show, what do you think the cheapest ticket for Taylor Swift?
$120, $150.
The cheapest one I saw, I think, was either $179 or $220. It was right at $200, basically, fees and stuff.
I've seen, you know, videos of her tour. It seems like she puts on a show. It seems more like a performance, I would say, but...
She puts on a show. I'd watch it.
That's a steep price. That's an Xbox. close to it, at least. Like,
I'd watch Taylor Swift for, like, $30, you know, to go to the show, but...
Taylor Swift, I mean, I'll even give it to her, like, whatever, but $30 would be a steal.
Yeah. $30 is a steal to see Taylor Swift. I don't care. Even for... Does anybody even call her T-Sweezy?
Besides that guy? Uber driver, I don't know.
Is he the only one? I don't think I've ever heard that as a nickname for Taylor Swift.
He had that one ready to go though.
Yeah, he sounds passionate.
I like the idea, but I think there could be a good trilogy in Jesus Take the Wheel.
Yeah, I think there's
the sequel is him like a demon club that like Mad Max, just copy Mad Max.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the kind of truck I think you should be in. It's some like really crazy.
Like something gnarly, like yeah. Got a guitarist
just playing off the back.
Jesus!
Just playing like really, really metal Christian rock songs.
Yeah. Is he transporting it? Like, he's transporting Bibles. That's everyone gets a Bible. That's like his calling card.
Just tosses them out the window.
And like a headshot of you. Yeah. Just giving a thumbs up, like, pew pew.
There's like Bible, you just like riding afterwards. Like, man, I don't know, that was crazy. I swear that guy looked like Jesus. And you look, and there's just a Bible. Your window's broken. Yeah. Everything else is cool with your car, but your window's broken. And there's a Bible in the front seat. Like, I didn't even hear that window break.
Right, yeah, I love it. Like, he's not smooth enough to put it in there. He's like, oh shit, like, break the window. I forgot to give him the trucker Jesus
trucker
Bible.
Trucker Jesus doesn't have it all together. He's still a trucker at heart. He doesn't,
he's a little rough around the edges.
He's not perfect. Trucker Jesus did a little speed to stay on the road that long to find that guy.
That's when you get to like, that's like the seven part of the movie. That's where you get like the nitty gritty of it. It's like, he's a fucking blowhard.
Trucker Jesus has the best intentions, but sometimes he doesn't make the best decisions or life just doesn't work his way.
You gotta keep up, yeah.
He's not all powering miracles Jesus, but he helps the shit out of people.
He gets by, but he does it on his own accord. It sounds like a good...
He plays by his own rules.
Yeah, yeah, naturally. Like, God's always looking for him. But yeah. God isn't like a... That's kind of like the enemy of it. Like, God is looking for Trucker Jesus to get his son back, but Trucker Jesus is always on the move.
This is the Jesus that heard about the whole deal with the cross and, like, it's like, I had to die?
Yeah.
Like, I think I'm going to stick around and help people, so I'm going to bounce on the whole cross idea. God's trying to track him down. It's like... Hey man, come on!
Yeah, like, I can't rule this shit forever. I'm fucking tired, dude. I was looking forward to retirement, and you're boning me, man. What am I doing? Not keep us in the family?
I'm trying to let you do your thing.
Give it to fucking Peter over here. Fuck him.
Peter's a douchebag.
Yeah, he's not gonna rule. Peter sucks. He's a good whatever. Do your thing over there, Peter. But no, not a leader.
He's cool, but he has a sand collection. I can't trust that guy with my empire. Yeah. I've built this thing up. People are fighting wars over me, Jesus.
Yeah. And this is...
And you just love to drive trucks.
This is like almost like a comic book now. So God is like surrounded by beautiful women, like a bevy of women. As they're just like black, you know, Asian, every white, like every...
Playing harps.
Of course. Like feeding him grapes. And it's just like, this could all be yours. Come, my son, this could all be yours. And like, why wouldn't he? But Trucker Jesus is just like, saw the corruption. He grew up with the corruption that God did to create the world's like... And he just can't stand for it.
But he's trying to, he really likes it down here where he's just sitting in a dive bar, like having a Budweiser, and he's like, hey man, I mean, it, I know you said it's cool up there, but I'm
like
pretty
the,
good
I like
here,
the
man.
Air down here a bit better, Pop.
These are my people. Because he's, I don't know why he talks like that.
You could do like a, did you watch Game of Thrones?
No.
No, you didn't. All right, you don't get my
I'm one of those people. Though. I haven't seen it yet. I've just got HBO, though, so I'm about to catch up on all the HBO programming that I've missed over the past 3 years.
Sure, that's got like 5 seasons of goodness waiting.
Yeah, I've got Game of Thrones coming up.
Set.
I've got True Detective coming up. I've got...
all of it, or just
got
the
all
new season?
No,
season 1's amazing.
I haven't seen
season
1.
So bad.
And I might not even bother with season 2 from whatever.
Watch it just so you can appreciate it.
No, it's just...
It's, there's really... Like, I mean, Colin Farrell's my man crush, but he delivers.
Farrell, but...
But it's just, it's not a good season overall.
Yeah, that's what I've
pretty
much heard.
Season 1 is fucking really good, though.
That's pretty much the opinion I've heard from everybody, so. I've got that. Have you seen any of that Foo Fighters?
That fucking recognizable face of Zoo. I think Billy, our friend, is in that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's funny. No, I haven't seen, I don't even know. That was the first,
Yeah, there you go. That was a show. We're watching golf.
Just a nice afternoon of some Sunday golf.
Yeah.
Should we pull out of the bin of Izzy's?
All right, so we've got a list of, we've got a bowl in front of us of random subjects that Izzy has given to us, and what are we gonna go with? What is it? It
looks like Anarchy TL.
So Anarchy TL is the idea that we're all recent transplants from a wonderful little beach town called Wilmington, North Carolina. We all work in film. We all had to come down here to move to Atlanta because North Carolina backwards politics and backwards handshakes forced us down here. We're going to get really edgy. Like, we're going to have people like in fucking suits outside our windows now. You know what I'm going to bring it? Fucking tell the people I'm the Harvey Milk of this film situation. Anyway, so Governor McCrory just boned us big time, so we're down here. And being down here working in film, blah, 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 we need to commemorate that. And the idea now is...
Is a tattoo of the Anarchy TL. The ATL that leads with Anarchy.
It's so specific.
Because that's basically what, from our sleepy Wilmington town to Atlanta...
Is
in almost any in the driving in the,
yeah number one is traffic, which is lawless and is anarchy.
The moving and trying to deal with the nuances of Atlanta electric cable shady realtors,
yeah,
etc. As
welcome to the big city,
all
boys.
Been every small detail you can think of has been about 10 times more difficult than you ever thought it could possibly be.
Yeah, I believe that. It took us forever to find a spot down here.
Yeah.
Even the people, like, everyone that we work with from L.A. is just, like, the traffic, they're, like, they're used to the traffic, but they're, like, the drivers down here are just insane. It's like Mad Max.
It's everyone's really angry, is one thing about it. Everybody's really angry about the traffic, like, they're surprised about it. Like, it's the first time they've had to deal with this many cars. But so they're driving angry, and they're also all the main highways to get everywhere. It's like a 70-mile-an-hour speed limit, so people drive as fast as you possibly can while being super angry and
it's
while there's a ton
like
of
everyone
cars
feels,
on the road.
Everyone feels so entitled here. So what's so funny is my favorite thing in the world is when I'm in the left lane, I'm behind a series of cars, and someone's just like behind me, like tailgating. I'm like, what magical road, what magical path do you see, do you know about that you're going to get, because they go around you, they go to the right, they zigzag. I'm like, and then just to see you, you're like 20 yards in front of me behind some other car. It's just like, is that satisfying? To go out and be a crazy driver every single day to risk your lives and others, like every single day just to go work at Burger King? Like, fuck you.
It's a really intense way to start the day for any job is to drive, like, you know, especially like the drive at Conyers if you catch a bunch of traffic or something. It's like, you got 30 minutes of intense driving. It's not a leisurely drive to work ever.
It's not, no.
You know, even if it's light traffic, you got the four-lane cut-across traffic for an exit is a pretty common move here.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
There's lots of aggressive driving and the pulling, tailgating somebody in front of you in any lane.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if it's a left lane or whatever. Different speeds. Cruise control isn't a thing.
Thing of the past here.
Cut those fuckers out.
Yeah, those are just suggestions.
You don't even need them.
Idiots use. Being one person using the HOV lane is another thing. It's just amazing. And I'm someone who likes to share the road, but I won't share it when there's people in front of me. I'm not gonna move when you're just like tailgating me and there's like a series of cars in front of me just so I can get behind you again. Like,
if I ever didn't want to move, it's because you just got right behind me and I know you want me to move and you're being an asshole. So
yeah,
you don't want to give the asshole what he wants.
Yeah, exactly.
So nah, I'm good here and I'm gonna slow down from what rage. I was going. I'd like to go faster, but I'm gonna slow down just because of you.
Right.
Because I hate what you're about with your tailgate. Because
it makes me feel bad.
Your aggression.
You know? It's the adult thing to do. It's to just give it back to them. Is what I was raised on.
Yeah, and you're not. You have to talk to them. You're just in a car, in a competing car going down the road.
Nothing dangerous about the situation.
No.
Going at high speeds.
No, with
everybody's people's egos on the line.
Everybody's just driving around in bombs.
Yeah.
It's just filled with fuel and electrical stuff.
Not paying
hit
attention.
Each other going 80 miles an hour because I'm pissed off about something.
Yeah, like checking to see how much the Taylor Swift concert tickets are.
Yeah, I'd say 50% of the people you pass, you're texting or doing something, trying to change your navigation.
Yeah,
or,
like,
you know,
what
not
did,
looking.
What did you eat last night? Tacos with a Z. Crash.
Yeah. Tacos, shit, where's that Z at? Oh man, I hit emojis by accident.
Yeah,
I'm not going to. He said, yeah, that's the other common move, like seeing somebody drifting over and then jerking back. You're like, oh, on your phone.
On your phone.
You're definitely texting.
Yeah.
Trying to type something.
So anyways, Anarchy TL is the idea of the tattoo that I guess you and I are now going to get.
Yeah,
so
the Anarchy TL is a good symbolism of the Atlanta experience in our lives of the Great Wilmington Film Migration of 2015.
Yeah. Hashtag.
Yeah, maybe with the Koch Brothers logo on the bottom.
Yeah.
Like,
whoa, now we're really getting politicals.
Yeah.
Koch or Coke? What was that? I thought it was Koch Brothers.
It might be Koch Brothers.
K-O-C-H.
Yeah.
Crooks.
The Koch Brothers.
Fucking crooks.
Yeah. They've got their hands in a lot of pockets, apparently.
Oh, they've got their...
The right pockets.
They've got their hands... Well, they have fucking billions of dollars. What happens?
It's good work if you can get it.
Yeah. So where would you get the ATL? Anarchy TL? I'm thinking, if I don't get it on my forehead, I might get it on my butt. Which is like, this is where, like, okay, this is the highbrow part of the show. Talk about butts. I just think if I get an anarchy tattoo on my body,
I can't show it off to people. I don't know where I'd, it wouldn't be below the sleeve line, probably.
I don't really, I'm not on my
leg or anything.
Yeah, maybe just the whole idea in general is bad.
Might be a good sign to not get that a tattoo if you're like, I don't know, I don't want to put it anywhere that a human will ever see it.
Yeah, exactly.
Or if they do, it would be too late, and it's like, oh yeah, well maybe some girl would see it if I took off my pants and there's a ATL, Anarchy TL. Anarchy.
She'll just, yeah, she's already
tattoo
she's already excited. She sees the anarchy.
It's too far deep
she
at
might.
That point.
Yeah, yeah.
Too far deep at that point. Can't be a game breaker.
I feel, yeah, if anything, it's just going to entice the ladies more naturally with an anarchy. It just shows.
It's just my gang sign.
We're called the anarchists. We really hate the establishment. What do you do about it? Just hate it.
I just hate it enough to get a tattoo in a place that no one will ever see it. That's my. That's gonna be my stand against it. That's how I wanna put it somewhere that I know it's there, but no one will ever see it.
Right? Yeah, like I'm self-conscious enough about it to not.
That's how strong I feel about it, but unsure of the perception.
Right.
I am of the whole thing. It's
let's pull another. That was funny. I think we just came to the conclusion that the Anarchy TL is not the adult thing to do for.
That might not be
gentlemen in their, in their 30s.
We'll have to see some more anarchy and really make it worth it. Atlanta will
now.
Keep delivering, I'm sure. I'm only a month deep in my Atlanta experience, so I'm sure there's more anarchy to come.
Let's see what Izzy gave to us. It says, appropriate places to click your toenails. Again, we're going to highbrow. It says click. So, she meant to obviously say clip.
Yes.
So, but we have the rule is we have to deal with what the card says. So it says appropriate places to click, C-L-I-C-K, like the Adam Sandler movie, like the gem, if you will. Click your toenails. I've never clicked my toenails before. I don't know if I can. And you've got your disgusting feet out now.
Yeah, my feet are pretty gross.
This is just so quickly. I was like, maybe this will be closer to NPR. Like, no, this is totally like Man Show, Steve-O.
My first instinct was to like pluck my toenail. I don't know why that would be clicking a toenail. It's not click anything.
Like a snap? That snapping is different. So there's no way to click your toenail.
That would be impressive if you could. That's my attempt at a.
I could do that too. We're clicking our toes. Like
that's bad. That's not. We're gonna have to draw again. I think.
Yeah, we're gonna.
it's not good for anybody to have to listen to.
Yeah. Okay. The politics in Uganda. Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't honestly know anything about that. Yeah. Much easier.
Lesbian friends.
All right. So this is.
Why don't you lead with that one?
So my girlfriend, Sadie, she's always been more friends with guys, you know, just how she's raised, how she lived, whatever, and she finally has this, like, first girl that she kind of just likes, and it's like a girlfriend to her, and it's a new thing, which is she's 26 years old, and it's like her first girlfriend, so it's kind of exciting because she's like a kid almost, like, I get to go hang out with her, like, she went to go hang out with her yesterday, she left at like 2:33, and I didn't see her till like 3 a.m. It was like gone for 12 hours just having fun. They were baking pretzels. It was just like, it's so funny. Just
pretzels?
Like, they bake, and we ate them last night too when I got home.
Delicious pretzels.
They made a s'mores pretzel and something else. They're both equally as good. They should pursue it in all honesty.
It's good that she brought it home. So it wasn't just like I was hanging out with my lesbian friend. We made pretzels all night.
Yeah, they were good. Oh, that's cool. What did you do?
Is that a metaphor?
Is that a metaphor? So Sadie is admittedly, she said she had a crush on her. She's over it now. Yeah, it's just the initial idea. I get that. But, you know, as the guy, when you hear that from a girlfriend saying that she has a crush on another girl, you're like, absolutely, like, finally, my time has come, this is how it happens, it's so easy, guys, like, all you have to do is just play the waiting game, and, like, just things
this
will pop.
This is what we train for.
Because, again, the girl that Sadie is the girl crush on is a full-on lesbian, and so, in my guy mind, because I've been watching pornos ever since the internet was invented, was just like, you know what, I'm just gonna be there, she's gonna just realize how handsome I am, like, look at this hair. How could I not? Like, I can't get that from a girl. So, it'll be at the right moment. Everything will just intertwine in this fruition of sexual passion. And it'll just be great. But no, it doesn't happen like that at all. So he's like, you're so dumb. Like, why
it's
would
like,
you...
It's like, now you realize I'm a lesbian, right?
Right, yeah. Like, I'm a lesbian. Like, you're
Sadie
not attracted to me.
If Sadie was hanging out with a dude one night, would you be like, you know what? This is the time where I'm like,
Yeah, exactly.
I think this dude's pretty cool. And I think I'm going to fuck a dude tonight
with
my girlfriend.
Finally met this dude who just changed me.
He's fairly attractive. He's fun to hang out with.
I've been watching porn. And
I don't feel like he'd be weird about it. So I think this is the dude that...
yeah, and that's
how it happened. If you flipped it to the other side, it wouldn't be a thing anyone would think of. But as a dude, you're in that situation. Oh, yeah? So is this going down?
Yeah.
Is this what's...
Hey, brother.
Is this what we're leading up to? If you were...
See, we're chest bumps here in the bar. We're chest bumps here in the bedroom later. But what about the idea? Like, what are the ideas? Just like, she's like, all right, well, if I gotta kiss a girl, you gotta kiss a guy. You're like, all right. It's like, you're just so pig-headed about it. Like, I'll fucking kiss dude here right now. Fuck this guy.
this fucking guy
right here. I'll fucking kiss her. I guess we're at a coffee shop or... I don't know where we are. I'm just I bro out, which is not me.
Yeah.
This fucking guy, like Randy Savage. This fucking guy right here, I'll fucking kiss him too. Come on, take your shirt off, bro. This is fucking weird. Like, I'm proving a point. Trying to get a threesome going here, bro.
I'm trying to get a threesome going, man. I just said it's like a dare, kind of.
Yeah. Just go with it.
What's wrong with you, dude?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Why is your shirt off? This is a Starbucks.
I'm sure it's been off since you've been here.
Yeah, like you walked in with this off.
I don't know.
Like, I feel like this was kind of like you had this in the back of your mind. You're like, bro, this is like a really astute dude that I'm trying to fight right now.
I'm just trying to. Maybe I should get to know you first. I don't know.
What do you? Yeah, like, and that's how it happens. Like, oh, I fucking like this guy. We should fuck this dude. You want to fuck this dude, baby? All right, well, I can fuck the lesbian, right? Because she's into me. I knew it. Fucking knew it.
Oh, wait, she's not going to do this anyway. Oh, God. What am I doing?
Yeah. You find that out after the fact.
Yeah. I never crossed my mind that she might not be into it at all.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
She's a lesbian. Because she does not give a shit about
you. Right, no, it's like, I'm a guy, I'm God's gift to Earth, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's going to be great.
Like, you think you're the one that can talk her out of it? She's... It's like 20, it's like, yeah, 30 years old. It's like, nah, I'm pretty sure that I'm not into dudes.
Yeah, like, you just haven't met a handsome enough, charming enough guy like me. Like, I'm here.
How about this? Look at this. Like, straight dude trying to bang a lesbian with my girlfriend?
Yeah.
Maybe like, I'm what you've been waiting for.
Exactly. Like, you've always been
this guy. It's got to be it, right? This has never happened to you before?
Yeah, like, guy's ever... This is so crazy. This is a good idea. Yeah, just never.
I knew I was a game changer.
Yeah, that's guy's egos right there in the fucking peanut. What's so funny is like how quickly we're like, yes, I got a girl crush, finally.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Been waiting for this. See how this one turns out.
Well, for me, I'm assuming.
Pretty sure it'll be good for me. You guys come back from the bar, had a nice night out of drinks, and
yeah.
Inhibitions are just out the window.
Yeah. Did some Molly. Well, actually, if that's the case, I might actually...
That increases your chances.
Fingers crossed.
It's a chance enhancer for sure. All
right, let's do one more.
All right,
this is funny, I like this.
Out of it, the Izzy's jar.
Izzy's jar. I'm going to pick the one that fell. You got to read this one.
This is girls under 23.
Girls under 23.
Girls under 23 are...
They're young.
They're young.
A little precocious.
They're, girls under 23 are a gift and a curse.
Sure.
It's hard to, you can't generalize them. But if you could.
They're all, they all have their own little personalities, I'm sure.
Sometimes. Well,
I'm already belittled.
23 is an interesting age to pick in the middle of there.
When were they born then?
23, I guess now, would,
90.
Would make you 92.
Wow.
If you were born in.
Is that right? I don't know.
Pre-August 92, I think, would make you 23.
Wolf. All right, so girls under 23, tell us about your experience with girls under 23.
Mostly now I find that I don't have the patience to talk to a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to because they're really fun to look at a lot of times. A lot of times they have a lot of enthusiasm, which is nice and sometimes lost in girls that are a little older.
Yeah, a little.
But they also are a little bit too happy with the world.
Yeah. Yeah, you're always quiet about
jaded.
That.
I don't need a girl with a bad attitude, but most of the time they're just too happy about a lot of things for me, or I can't talk to them generally about things because they haven't done many.
Sure. I was at the bars last weekend with my buddies, and Sadie knows I do this because we just hang out with these guys. I have to play his wingman. He's a single dude. And there's nothing wrong with talking to women. I love talking to people and hearing people's stories.
Yeah.
Hence this. Our buddy Jake, and he talks to those girls that are in college, and it's so weird to be 29 now and be like, so what's your major? Yeah. Oh, really? Like, I got my master's in marketing, and you got, like, you're studying as an undergrad? Like, fuck. You're making me feel old here. Like, you don't know who the Goo Goo Dolls are?
And you have one or two plays.
That's how I measure. Like, you know where the fucking Goo Goo Dolls
the
are?
The Goo Goo Dolls.
Never heard Broadway on Slide? No.
So do you want to do the more rockin' Goo Goo Dolls or the really sad emotional Goo Goo Dolls?
Yes.
Wait, you don't know who the fuck the Goo Goo Dolls are? What are we even talking about?
You know who GGD is? My fucking god.
T Sweezy?
Yeah, stop talking about Taylor. Her. I'm not talking about this Taylor Swift girl. Uh-huh. I don't know who the fuck Iggy Azalea is.
And you usually have two plays of you either try to play to the youth, especially if you're aware of the youth, you maybe try to play to it. I'm not, like, almost 30 years old and whatever. You're like, yeah. Talk about some shit that I'll talk about if I'm young. Or you own it and you're like, wow, holy shit, you're young.
Yeah, yeah. I think I'd go that route.
That's usually the route that I go because it just depends.
If
you meet some... Yeah, no, not even in a dishonest way of just, like, not trying to full reveal how old you are. Just maybe trying to...
Let them sink the idea of like seeing you naked first, and then we're like, well, he's 32. I've already thought about it. What else is going to happen? I get that. That's a commendable action.
After that,
it's gentlemanly in a sleazy kind of way.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. But usually, the common approach is you're like, I don't care. I'm just like, you know,
yeah, you really just hanging like, out with
patience. Like, yeah, it's like, what year were you born? 1993, yeah, that's when Kurt Cobain died. I fucking remember that. You don't remember anything about 1993.
Well, I feel like now it's just the beginning. Now is the beginning times for us to start being like curmudgeons in the sense that, like, holy shit, you're younger, you always hear about older people. You always get mad at older people saying, oh, yeah, I remember this, that, and the thing. Like, oh, fuck you, you're becoming that. Yeah, it's just sad.
And it's how you slowly become like a dirty old man and stuff, where it's not like all of a sudden process where you're like, man. That 20-year-old girl's real hot. Right?
Yeah.
But it goes to a point where it's like slowly getting where you're like, man, that 20-year-old girl's real hot, but I can't relate to her at all.
Yeah, it's
she doesn't know anything
true.
About anything that I know about.
Well, it's like it's almost like they're children. That's kind of like a mean thing to say, but it's kind of like I treat it.
Yeah, I mean it's kind of like they're
here's my shiny key.
Yeah. Just in the way of the things you talk about and think about, just in general. It's hard to it's hard to relate. So in that way, they're children to your experiences
because
and age and things you're
yeah,
going to
talk
about.
The whole underlying tone is that we're really mature, we're very seasoned.
Yeah.
Like, sorry, ladies, we have a podcast where we talk about butts.
Yeah, talk about butts and tattoos. We're not going to get.
yeah, like we're not man enough to get those anarchy tattoos because our moms would be pissed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just trying to toe click you or whatever.
Yeah, you tried to toe click me. All right, I do think that's a good. We did good for this. That's a good start.
I think it's a solid start of some like Sunday conversation when
before football starts. Then I'm just gonna lose you.
Yeah. No. The football. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see what happens with football. And
Joe,
maybe
pay attention.
Some seating
like,
and some better place to do this than
I
in
like
a.
The casket.
It's like porch furniture in my room here.
DIY, you know, Kurt Cobain and Nirvana had to start in the garage, right? Steve Jobs started in the garage.
Steve Jobs, the garages are... This is my version of it's like a room garage, right?
Yeah,
just a bunch of shit stored here and then nothing really in any order.
All right, well, we'll call it 48 minutes is good. We'll call it a wrap for then. So, this was great. I love you.
I like it. I love you.
All right.